Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, and I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greenpoint, they shot in the air because they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill, and that's why we gotta learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man because he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I gotta help my brother because I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you because I'm gonna be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faith will mustard seed, and everything alright. Come on.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name. The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
Go through all things.
Praise Him, praise Him.
Well, welcome, welcome, family, to the Now Network News at 7, 9, and 10, and that is your respective time zone. Yes, this is the time that myself and Minister Terry will co-host the weekly news at 7, 9, 10, and that's going to, when the Lord gave me that today, it's just going to be dynamic how that flows. But we will co-host weekly. And I'm going to bring the pastoral view on Christian news along with a unique perspective and dialogue on hot topics. I'll also provide biblical solutions and answers in special segment of Ask the Pastor, and then Minister Terry will keep keep us up to date with what's the word on current events in the nation. Send in your questions and be sure to tune in every Wednesday at 7 p.m., 9 p.m., and 10 p.m. in your respective time zones for the Now Network News at 7, 9, and 10. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And here's my co-host, Minister Terry.
Whoa.
No, you know what? I don't like that. I don't like that on that. I gotta change that one. Here's my co-anchor, Minister Terry.
Good evening, family. Good evening, Pastor E, mighty man of God. I tell you, what another day to be a child of His. Praise
yes.
be unto God. Yes, yes, praise be unto God. Ooh, Pastor E, we have some hot news today. Hot news. You know, there's a lot of current events going on in the world and in our country. So there's some things we should be aware of as believers with our faith.
Well, you know, even as not believers, you better watch
yes.
out. There's some things going on in our country alone. We just had Harvey, and then Harvey
yes.
Is gone on. But now we have Irma.
And then
there's two other hurricanes, one in the Gulf and one
yes.
following, one right behind Irma. So
yes.
there's, you know, God is talking to us. Are we listening?
We're listening. I tell you, Pastor, if no one's listening, they must have deaf ears and don't
well, they,
hear
they,
him.
Well, they better start listening. Yes,
well,
they better start listening.
Yes, and I know them eyes see. And people see. But like you said, Pastor, you said on one of the broadcasts this week, a lot of people are watching the media, but the media, they're not showing everything. Like you said, the media is watering it down. And you know, you being there firsthand in Houston, right in where the hurricane centered, you were there firsthand. So you're a living witness to that. So I know you have a testimony to give.
Well, the thing about what I'm excited about the network news broadcast is that we'll be able to expound on a lot of different areas. I know the Lord is still going to allow you to speak on to the what's the word and what is the word for you and for us daily, but also what is the word nationally. But we can really get deep into some discussions in our regions that are really not being discussed. I'm excited about that. That we both can kind of share and bounce off each other. Since you brought up Houston here in that top story of what I wanted to share tonight is that, you know, people look at the flood, the rain and the pain. But
yeah.
if you look at what's really going on, even though it's not raining and it's not flooding in all the areas, but now the after effects. The hospitals are seeing enormous surges in skin infections. And the people that even have money are being affected by this, and the people without it, of course. But there is an epidemic of skin infections there. There's high levels of I can't even pronounce it right, but it's card. Carcinogens, and that is it is an alternate for respiratory disease that could come against you in your respiratories. Those things are being seen up there too. It's just so much that we have to really be aware of and educated about. That I'm looking forward to us to really speaking loud here on this network.
Amen. Amen, Pastor E. And you know what, Pastor E, you were saying epidemics in our neighborhood and things that's going on. We've been had it on the news. We've had in the homelessness, in all the homelessness areas, and especially in Long Beach, they've been had an epidemic of the homeless with hepatitis. And then there was also a fruit vendor, Hispanic fruit vendor. He was going around, and they were had it on the news, telling everybody to go get checked because he was positive for hepatitis, and anybody he sold fruit to could have been exposed.
Could have been, yes, yes.
Be carrying that virus.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the Holy Spirit was, and this is a Holy Spirit-driven news broadcast. We want to be very transparent. But even in my prayer, now watch this. This is just now looking out of the box. There's two hurricanes, but every time that it happens, everything, what's the first two things that go? Not food, not land, it's water and gas.
Water and gas. Yes. And
so
you know what,
people
Pastor
need to watch the water you drink out there.
Yes.
Keep the water you know is safe, is all I'm going to say. Don't get trusted to a catastrophe to wait on water.
Pastor, you know, today on the news, I was just so happy that it was on and I glanced at it. And it was saying tap water has plastic particles floating around in it. And this was a local broadcast, so you know, tap water, a lot of times we think our water is safe, but even, you know, bottled water can be contaminated also, especially if
we don't
keep it long enough, because it builds bacteria. So these are things we have to be aware of. And like you say, Pastor E, we have to be more proactive instead of reactive. And Houston, you know, that's a done thing, but here, you know, on the West Coast, We have earthquakes. We haven't had a major like they had a major hurricane. But the West Coast, we're prone to earthquakes. And that's something, if we had an earthquake, we have to be prepared. We have to prepare ourselves, have extra food on hand, extra money on hand, because ATM may not be working. You have to have extra bottled water, because you probably wouldn't be able to get any even if you had a filter machine in your home to filter all the water. So these are the essentials. We have to have non-perishable food, first aid kit. You have to have things, because you have to have a flashlight with batteries that work. You know, so these are some things we have to be prepared to be proactive instead of reactive.
Yes. That's so true. That's so true. And that's not only about being proactive in reading your word and studying, proactive in your own life and knowing that don't wait for the emergency to come. Be prepared at all ways and at all times. That was one thing I have to just applaud my family in Houston, is that we didn't have a lack for nothing. We went to the store early in the morning, you know, because the water would recede early. And then even when it was raining, it would recede early in the morning because there wasn't a lot of traffic, but it would rise later. We would go to the store and get a meal for that day. But don't you know, my kinfolk in them house stayed full of food, and they stayed prepared. It wasn't like we bought two cases of water and we would buy three bags of ice and didn't even have nowhere for it to go. But everybody's not like that. And so we have to be more aware, and let's speak about it more. Now, I know you have some things you want to share tonight that are about to come up. We have all these awareness things that are coming up in the months of October, November, December that we want to share, because we're really going to be sharing that on Wednesday nights of our awareness.
Okay.
I know October is what did we do last year? I mean, it's every year, but about domestic violence. You got domestic violence. You got cancer. You got breast cancer. I saw you post that today on What's the Word. We're asking everybody, if you have questions, if you want to know some in-depth discovery information about anything that's going on, please post it on What's the Word. We will get to that, and we will now investigate and find out that information for you. But I want to give you this opportunity for you to take a moment. And we're going to be, whoever, all of our listeners out there, this is kind of at the hip. We just had to really jump into the fire. The flyer that's out there, that's premature. God even spoke to me tonight that we're going to lighten that up and get it more, a little bit more visible. We need some better pictures, but we really want to just touch base and let you know we're here for all information. And we really want to keep the word as the basis of results or source of where we could rely on. The word of God will get you through. That's why we started with the song, I Could Go Through Anything, is that just as Harvey had went, we went through Harvey, we got to go through Irma today. And we may not be there tonight. We're even connecting with Apostle Irons down there. You guys remember Keith Irons?
Yes.
He mighty man of God. They're down there in Florida. We have Pastor Ray, who is in the on the borderline of Georgia and Florida. Sure. We have family members from our ministry and from our covenants down in that area. And then if you look up close, we got Minister Valerie and her family, all of that area. We want to really be conscientious to speak life and to know that this is an attack against the body of Christ. But don't always think the devil has his hand in everything, because God is making a swish through our country. Do you remember just 6 months ago, right here in California, we had the most rain ever. We had our dams busting and our aqueducts overfilling, and we were sitting around there like, what are we going to do? So this was just this is just a result of other things that have happened throughout our country that we need to get right. And Minister Sir Ryan said it so profoundly on Exalting Jesus Sunday, repent. Body of Christ, if you want to know some news tonight, let me tell you, repent.
Yes.
What happens when you repent?
God. Jesus. Well, you be more conscious about doing it, sinning. You already know you repent to the Heavenly Father. Oh, yes.
Well, but when you repent, you're forgiven.
Oh,
so
yes.
Now you can forgive.
Yes, he forgives you.
Our land really needs some healing.
We don't repent when we don't forgive ourselves because we don't repent. We don't forgive ourselves because we don't repent. Once we repent, we're already he forgives us. Period. But we forget to forgive ourselves. He's forgiven us. You know what, Pastor E, you said something though. You said something about the months. I don't want to jump over these health issues too, because there's so many awarenesses this month, and this month is you guys' month, men's health month. This is your awareness month also for the men. Leukemia awareness month, thyroid awareness, childhood obesity awareness, you know, childhood cancer month. There's about 8 of them I shared on the news page because this is so much. And childhood obesity, that is becoming so much prevalent because the parents, they're feeding the children high carbs turn to diet, predisposes them to diabetes. And they, because it's fast food, they're going to fast food. And then also for men, and especially black men like to eat a lot, large portions of red meat. And we all know red meat, it takes a long time for your body to digest that. So if it's taking a long time for your body to digest that, just imagine what it's doing inside. Red meat and men, and predominantly black men, causes prostate cancer colon cancer. Because for the first thing, preventative care is key. If they go get a colonoscopy, get that baseline. Once they turn 45, you should have a baseline. If you have a family history, go get it earlier. But men, Pastor, you know, they don't think they have to take care of their body in that way that women do. But the Heavenly Father tells us these are our temples. If we want to do the work that he called us to do, we have to take care of it. And we have to take care of the children because those are our future, his children, God's children, those are our future. So we have to feed them right, and we have to take care of them. Whew, let me breathe on that because, you know, once I get started on that, I get serious about it, Pastor E. Amen, family?
Well, yes, ma'am. This was your time to get serious about it. I was going to give you that opportunity to share in any way you wanted to. Yes, we're going to be a little bit more dialogued and a lot more formatted on the areas. Minister Terry will start with what's the word, and I'll come in with this, and she'll come in with that, and then we'll end up in a different mode. So tonight is just our introduction to the world and to everybody to covenant with us here and listen to what God wants to say through us in the news areas. So that's what I was saying. Share those upcoming events, anything else that you want to share. This is your time. And then I'm going to come through and give everybody the opportunity to still get involved with Ask the Pastor. I need these questions ahead of time, but I can come off the hip. If you have something you really have on your heart, you want to know, we're going to end with that tonight. And next week, just get ready, get ready, get ready. We're putting a petition out right now. I will say that before I give you the mic for 5-10 minutes and whatever the Lord says with you, Minister Terry. But we are looking for a young adult, somebody that could really touch into our youth in their segment, in their everybody's a co-anchor. We're not looking for an anchor or this. We're looking for everybody to co-anchor here on the news, on the Now Network News 7, 9, and 10, and be really effective in your area, that you can help those people that are listening to you and can hear it better from you. But we're looking for a young adult for our youth segment on this broadcast. We're even looking to go 2 hours on Wednesday nights tonight. No, we're not going 2 hours tonight. We're going to end up really soon, as soon as the Lord says. But we're looking to really grow this thing and give other people opportunity to come in, that me and Minister Terry can be precise in our positions, that other people can grow in what God has there. So if you know somebody that you feel would be beneficiary to the body of Christ and has that personality that can really share, get in touch with the Now Network. We're looking right now for interns, guest hosts, and co-anchors here on the network news. Minister Terry, this is your segment. What's the word? Current events.
Yes, current events. Pastor E, to begin with, you know, I was starting off with the current events of what's been going on in the news recently with Hurricane Harvey, Hurricane Irma that's about to touch land. But we know, family, we know that hurricanes, they form from warm water, and that warm water and winds, high winds, they form there. And they can form from the east and move to, from the east and move to the west, and sometimes they change directions. And when I was just doing this, I went to scripture, Psalms 29:10-11. And the Lord sat enthroned at the throne, and the Lord sits as king forever. And the Lord will strengthen his people with peace. Praise be to God. Because I tell you, during Hurricane Harvey, no matter what we saw on the news or the social media, what was written there, God was with them. The hurricane, I tell you, it touched down, I believe it was Sunday, in the southeast portion of Texas. It was speeds of 130 miles an hour. They brought rushing waters. And then they worked with families and each other there in Houston with humility. Above all, they just work to save and help one another. I said, glory be to God when I was seeing this, but then just hearing the testimonies of those that was theirs too. But I tell you, we were praying, and people all over the world, all over our country, was praying to glory to God, praying for the safety of those. And they had some loss of lives. I think it was about 60, so far as we know. But I tell you, family, when we look at that and we praise God, praise be unto him, because the majority of them, they've made it. But right now we need to continue to keep them lifted in prayer. Prayer for healing, prayer for restoring their communities, prayer for restoring their lives. I tell you, family, there's three churches out that way. They're suing because they said they suing FEMA because FEMA has excluded them from disaster relief. And there's a lot of rebuilding to be done there. The House of Representatives, they have released $7.9 billion, the first installment. $7.9 billion, which was the damages in Houston are over $180 billion of damages. I tell you, family, Houston and Texas, Louisiana, they're standing on their now faith, not our will, but the will of God. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is a substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. Houston, South Texas, and Louisiana, standing firm on their faith. My God, in less than 2 weeks, Hurricane Irma, Caribbeans, 180-mile winds. Ooh, people have to just say, thank you, Jesus. 220 miles an hour wind gusts, and they're expecting it to touch ground in Florida. But I tell you, family, ooh, we pray for our family. We pray for Mr. Rashad. He's over Titans Capital Partners family. They're from Pompano Beach office there. And we pray for all the families and friends in ministry that are on the East Coast. I have sisters in Christ that are on the East Coast. We pray for them. And we pray for all the residents, pray for their safety. The family, these are warning us. These are warning. I tell you, they're warning us. They're warning us. But unlike earthquakes, we don't get that warning. So like I said earlier, we have to just be prepared, preparing for the worst and praying for the best. And we are still praying in the name of Jesus. And I tell you, family, on the West Coast, like I said, keeping a disaster kit available and ready. So when you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And there's some very essentials that you should have ready all the time. Amen. I tell you, family, Houston, some of the waters have resided, but there's still a lot of healing and restoration to build them back up. And some of them families are left without anything. And Pastor E and our Now Network Family P2C Ministry, we have outreach ministries right there in the city of Houston. Any monetary donations will be of good use. Amen. I tell you, family, we are seeing so many natural disasters. In California, we have fires from lightning, just fires from heat. We're having the fires here on the West Coast. But like I said, when we stay ready, we don't have to get ready. And then, you know, natural disasters, ooh, if we weren't ready for natural disasters, are we ready? Are we really ready for the coming of Jesus? Ooh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We have to be ready, family. We have to be ready. We have to be ready by being in His Word, being in a committed relationship with Him. And only Him. He should be first and head of your life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Family, there's some more things going on. I tell you. Ooh, DACA. D-A-C-A. And that is Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, the Dreamers. They've been protesting all over the country because of the rescinding of President Trump. Ooh, what former President Obama had endorsed. There's some things going on in our nation, family. Yes, pray for the authorities. Because I tell you, family, all authority, Romans 13:1 tells us, all authority are put in place by God. And we all are subject to those authority. Hallelujah, Jesus. And they're speaking to Asians, Hispanics, Muslims, Islanders, anyone that came here. Those are dreamers. Praise be unto the Lord. And I tell you, family, the Great Wall, President Trump said he was going to build that Great Wall. And he said he was going to have Mexico pay for it. That is a 2,000-mile wall. There's been 400 construction sites that has been interested. And I tell you, family, some of them had said on the news, it takes $12 billion to build it. Our Homeland Security says, no, it takes $21 billion to build it. MIT says it takes $38 billion to build it. And they had a hard time giving the first installment of $7.9 billion. Oh, praise be unto the Lord. Oh, Jesus, please intervene. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, we have to have our priorities in place. And we have to pray to the Heavenly Father because believe he is still on the throne. He is still in control. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. I tell you, family, there's so much going on. But in closing, family, I just say, be proactive and versus reactive. Keep your faith and your mind stayed on Jesus in his words. And it's cool, family. It's cool to know what's going on in the world. But we in the world, but not of the world. Know Jesus through the word of God. Commit to him. Oh, I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Father, for another opportunity just to speak. And, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that everything I have spoken is pleasing and acceptable to you. The Heavenly Father, I pray that everyone that has ears has heard. And I pray, family, I pray, Father, that all the family that's on board continue to keep our nation lifted in prayers. And I pray, family, I pray, Heavenly Father, I pray that we keep our family, our pastors, our apostles, our evangelists, our ministers that are ministering the word of God, keep them lifted in prayer. Because the family, ooh, thank you, Jesus, we have to pray without ceasing. And the time is now. Ooh, in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, I petition these prayers to you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm right here. I'm just waiting for the residue of the Holy Spirit just to come off of you. But
hallelujah.
I'm right here. Don't trip. I'm right here.
Yeah. Oh, you know, I don't trip. I'm just saying, praise him, you know, because
hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, bless
hallelujah.
His name.
Bless his name. Praise his name. Praise his name. Hallelujah. I tell you, Pastor E, there's so many things, but we can't take our focus off of him. You know,
yes.
He is the giver of all, as he is, and we have to just be ready, because if today he came, will we be ready?
Mm.
That's the thing we have to ask ourselves.
Are you prepared for the place that has
prepared
for you?
Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Praise be unto God. I tell you, Pastor.
Amen.
Ooh, you know
oh
what?
My God.
Before the worst word stops, and I had something, and I think I never did get to speak on it, but what can I do for God? You know, we always look at what can God do for me. But what we have to ask ourselves personally, can I do for God? Because we are here to serve him and to serve him through his son, Jesus Christ. And, you know, there may be things you may want to do and you're not able to get to where you need to do them. But you can do something, right? In your neighborhood, right next door to you, somewhere. Somebody may just need prayer vestry. Somebody just need a lending hand, a lending ear, you know. So there's so much we can do for God.
Most people just need to see a different expression.
Yes,
most people just
smile.
Need to be received a different way. It all goes on what people are used to doing. Most people fail because they don't know anything better than to fail.
Yes, we do know
and
better.
And being prepared.
We don't do better if we don't know better.
That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Amen. 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 Well, God bless you. I'm going to take a moment. And we're not going to be long tonight because we're going to be much more formatted next week on everything we go. But I want to go into a segment, and this segment will be Ask the Pastor. But tonight I did ask the pastor, Jesus. I did ask the pastor, God. I did ask the pastor, the Holy Spirit. And I wanted to share this because I'm always reminded that it's not up to what I could figure out or how I could make sense or what I think is supposed to be any kind of way, but to continue to rely on Jesus Christ. Now, for those listening, which this is our first broadcast, and I'm not even looking at the board right now, but I just want to say this for those that are listening. You were called to be here tonight. And we have to know that when we rely on Jesus Christ, whatever he said, it is going to come to pass. Remember before his crucifixion, he said he delivered the prophecy at the end of the times event. You can read this in Matthew. And this was something that he did that three accounts were put in order. Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21. His disciples asked him, when will all these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming at the end of the age? And when he responded, his description, it was a condition of events that would lead up to the second coming of himself. But he said that when these signs became evident, his return would occur with one generation. Are you part of that generation? Have you declared over your life that you're going to be part of that generation? Matthew 24:1, it says, then Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came up to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said to them, do you not see all these things? Assuredly, I say to you, not one stone shall be left here upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now, as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying, tell us when these things will be and what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of this age. And Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no one deceives you. For many will come in my name saying, I am Christ, and I will deceive many. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, by the end is not yet. Oh, my God. For nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrow. Then they will deliver you up to the tribulations that kill you, and you will be hated by all the nations for my name's sake. See, as we see the instructional ministry of Jesus Christ, I love it because when I read and when I study, I see the instructional ministry that he left for me. It started last night. I'm in a new level. I'm in a new position. It doesn't make sense to me. I can't comprehend it. I can't get bogged down with the things of this world. And we have much news to share here on the Now Network News 7, 9, and 10. But as a believer, if you want to ask the pastor, you want to know the truth. And you know it's going to be evident for these signs to come. You need to know that repentance is at hand, and I need to be a child of repentance. Oh, I know you got over that. I know you got over, but see, you need to stay in the, watch this, mindset of repentance. That even my least thought, not my actions, even my own contemplation, not the result, even my own doubt, worry, and pain, not what you see on the outside, but that all those things can really be, oh my God, given to him because of his glory. Because we know that he's coming. We're not waiting, looking for somebody to tell us. We already know that he's coming. Ask the pastor tonight. Is he coming? Yes. Without a doubt. Are you ready for his coming? That's the biggest thing that we have to be so excited about, is getting ready for what has already been done. Knowing that the signs will come. Knowing that he will return. But you have to say it, just like I say it, for one generation. Are you part of that generation? See, there's some things that will come to pass. Don't be scared of a revelation, but you don't even have to go that far. You can now go to Matthew 24, Mark 13, and Luke 21, and now study and see, oh, Jesus said about these same things. First, the human race will have the ability to exterminate itself. That world condition of exterminating. Watch Matthew 24, 22. And unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. 23, then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or there, do not believe it. For false Christ and false prophets will rise and show great signs and wonder to deceive, if possible, even the elect. See, it's up to you to be part of that generation, that no one can exterminate you. No one can put you a part of that number of distinction. That you can't be defeated because you've already been given victory. And I know we say, I know we look at the disasters, and I know we say that what can happen to us physically, and I know it can happen. I know this one thing for me, it's going to happen sooner or later. My flesh will return from which it came. Ask the pastor tonight, is he ready for the place? I may not be where I should have been, but I know I'm not what I used to be, and I'm where I am right now, reaching and pressing towards the mark of where I'm going to get. That place that has been already prepared. Yes, ask the pastor. That's our segment for the ending of our Wednesday broadcast. We want your questions. We want you to interject with us. We want you to be a part of this broadcast. The mighty woman of God. I was at a place where really I didn't even want to come in. Because God, just the anointing just flowed over her, Minister Terry. I want you to be a part of this anointing also. And we want this news to be valuable to you. We want you to know that yeah, we have a a major, the one of the biggest hurricanes ever. And we just saw the biggest hurricane to hit land in destruction wise right there in Houston. Be aware. There's need for us to be conscious. There's need for us to get a part. We are collecting monies right now. Buy waters to take there. There's no water to buy there. Then Florida just hit. They're out of water. But we still have covenant with people in Houston that are in that place. You want to get involved? Come on. Send them a donation to provoke2000now.com. There's a donate button there. And in the message button, say Hurricane Harvey. Say Hurricane Irma. Like I said, we got covenant ministries down there that are going to be needing us in less than 5 days. But there's people out there right now still without anything, even though we've done a lot. All of us together, there's still a lot more that's needed down there. Are you part of the generation? Are you ready to go to work? Oh, that was a part of this message this morning. Oh, my God. People want a title? Go to work for the title. Do the work of the title. I am fivefold. No limits means I don't need the title or the badge. I'm already doing the work of the title. And when you do the work, work will come. And when the work comes, you'll be able to do what God has called you to do, because you don't need nobody but God, because he has provided, because you already went to work. Are you guys ready to go to work? Let's go to work. In Jesus' name. This is the Amen. Ending of our broadcast for the Now Network News at 7, 9, and 10 p.m. Your time zone. Throw it up in there. But we want to give you an opportunity. If you have a question for the pastor, if you have a comment for Minister Terry, this is the time to go ahead and dial one. But next week, we will be really geared up and in stage to go forward with God has called for this broadcast, that we'll give you an opportunity to get involved. But throughout the week, if you want to ask the pastor, send me a message, text me. Message me or send me an email to info@thenowradioforyou.com. Send me an email there and I will have that answer or my response next week. You can come on, dial one then also to interact with me at that time. We really want you to get involved in this this broadcast. Minister Terry.
Amen, amen, family. All the listeners, we thank you. We thank you. We love you. We appreciate you. And know that Jesus loves you more. In the name of Jesus, praise be to God. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, I'm looking forward too, because there's so much. There's so much. Like you said, we're gonna do local. We're gonna do statewide. We're gonna do country. Why? Because there's so much, and there's so much work to be done on his universe here, the Lord's earth here. We have to take care of it. But I tell you, family, I've enjoyed it, mighty man of God.
Yeah.
Glory
yes.
be to God, I tell you.
Well, we have launched the Now Network News at 7, 9, and 10 p.m., your time zone. We're going to close with the same song that we entered, because you can go through anything. In Jesus' name.
I can go through anything.
Yeah.
In Jesus' name.
Seen a lot.
A lot.
We've been through a lot, Pastor.
Yeah.
Jesus.
The flood, the rain, the pain. I can go through anything.
Anything.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah, you
lightning flash. Heard the thunder roll, felt the waves flash. God was in control. I lost everything, everything except my faith. Saw some scary things, how they figure I'm gonna wait. Say, where my kids at? Baby didn't answer. New steady line. Lord, I need a truthful answer. She, cause she on Facebook, said they about to blow the levy. Boogie got his boat took, while he out there helping Freddy. It's a cold world, and everybody beefing. The Christian hate the Muslim. Pastor shot the deacon, but even through the storm, man, I'm telling you, it's your season. In Greenpoint, they shot in the air because they thought y'all was leaving. But we lying, say they robbing. So folk cut out the hill. Man, that's why we got to learn to go and help our own self. And I can't put faith in man because he got a lot of wealth. Just know that God is walking with me every single step. Man, I got to help my brother because I know that's what's right. And use my time to serve you because I'm going to be the light. Just keep my mind on Jesus and focus on that flight. Faithful mother seed, and everything all right. Come
the
on.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go do anything in Jesus' name.
Gotta believe, gotta believe.
The flood, the rain, the pain, I can go do anything in Jesus' name.
He's the first and the last.
You gotta believe. That you need in Jesus' name.
Every tongue will confess that He is Lord.
You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. You gotta believe, so you receive, then you achieve all that you need.
You need in Jesus' name. The words Pastor East Fitness.